Ambassador, how are you doing on this fine day? Glad you could make it as the wife. Excellent, excellent. I should let you get back to mingling. Madame de Pontif. Charmed, charmed, my dear lady. Glad that you could make it indeed. And I'm sure that you shall enjoy the rest of tonight's festivities just as much. I shall speak to you soon. And who are you, little lady? I don't believe I recognize that name. Oh. Ah, very well. Distant cousins of distant cousins. Well, are you enjoying the festivities? It is quite a gala. It is one that we throw by every year. What do you think you're doing, little lady? Why are you pressing so close to me? Excuse me, I barely know you. Please, desist. No, that is not desisting. Excuse me. Please, remove your lips from my neck. Now! What do you think you are doing, walking into my gala ball? Behaving like this. What exactly do you wish to achieve? Throwing yourself at me amongst all of these nobles? No, that is not a good enough reason. Do you honestly believe that is true? Do you honestly believe that just throwing yourself at a dignitary would allow you to get ahead? Such an unbecoming female, trying to seduce me at my party. Do you want me to strip you naked and humiliate you at this ball? Oh, but that is what you want, isn't it? To be humiliated in front of an audience. To be shamed and whipped and disciplined like the sinful seductress you are. Well, you're going about it the right way then, little lady. Come. No, you are coming with me. You have started this. And I think this is exactly where you wanted it to end as well. Come. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? I apologize for interrupting the revelry, but it appears that we have someone that needs your attention. This little trollop has thrown herself at me most unbecomingly, and I think it is time that we make an example of her. Please, please, just stay and watch. Pretty sure that this is what she wants, after all. And if he's really this persistent, then she's given me no choice. Turn around and keep quiet. And I will cut the ribbons around this godforsaken corset. You are just lucky, little lady, that I do not tear it free from your body where you stand. Perhaps you shall have some dignity left. Not that you have shown much to begin with. Come on, step free. There you stand now, completely naked. Do you see her, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see the kind of strumpet that has walked into our ball? Do you see the kind of trollop that she clearly is? On your knees, wench. It seems that you take instruction better than I realized. Now, kneel where you are. Look out amongst all these people that are staring at you with disdain. And I think it is time to teach your sopping, pretty little cunt a lesson. Where did you think this would go? Throwing yourself at a noble? Then it is time for you to be disciplined by the painted lady that you truly are. Yes, feel my hand in your hair. Look at them. Look at all these people. Look at all these contemporaries staring at you. Naked. Kneeling where you belong, at my feet. I think it is time for the punishment to truly begin, don't you? Well then, I think it is time for you to truly feel the bite of a little bit of punishment. You know where this came from, and you know that you brought this on yourself. So you cannot argue with what is about to happen. So, belt time. One. Count with me. Two. This is of your doing. Do not forget this. Three. What did you think was going to happen? Being such a trollop. Four. Taking this is the first step to your redemption. Five. And that pretty little rear of yours is slowly colouring like it should. Six. I can hear the little yelps of pain that you are making. Such fitting noises for a person of your stature. Seven. But I can tell you're actually enjoying this, aren't you? You're so wet, you're almost dripping over the floor. Eight. Such a naughty, naughty little strumpet you are. Nine. Ten. And where did you think you were going to get trying to seduce a noble? Gonna get some leverage over me. 11. You just needed to be taught your place, I think. 12. And where exactly is your place? Tell me. 13. Tell me. 14. Talk, wench. Use your words. 15. Very, very well put. On your knees and naked in front of me, at my feet. 16. Like a naughty little strumpet like you surely deserves. 17. Being disciplined. Like the little strumpet that you are. Naked. 18. Cut out of your clothes. Thanking me for each and every strike. 19. can see how every last strike makes that sopping little cunt wetter and wetter and wetter. Seems like the punishment is much as much of a reward as anything else. 20. But you have taken your punishment quite well. 21. You have taken it like a person of your stature really should. 22. You have taken it like a true little lady. 23. So perhaps there should be more reward for you yet. 24. And yet, something tells me that it is much the punishment, and it is the fact that you are being watched while punished. 25. That is doing it quite as much for you. 26. And I can tell the way that you look around, the way that you watch all the people drink in the looks on your face, on their face, that you are enjoying being shown off like this. 27. That you are enjoying being humiliated like this in front of such a large, large audience. 28. Henceforth you will refer to me as Sir. 29. You will refer to me as Sir in everything that you do, and you will know that you are my property. You will know that you are to be disciplined like this whenever you need to be, and you are not to conduct yourself like some lady of the night anymore. 30. Well done. Well done, little lady. And now that you have your ground rules set, and now that you have taken your punishment, it is time for your reward. Do you feel that? You feel the very tips of my fingers slowly, slowly snaking its way down your spine as you still kneel there. Yes, slowly going under you. Oh, such a wet little cunt you've got here. Well, just such a wet, wet little cunt it is. And as you feel my other hand gripping your hair, let us slowly slide two fingers into you and show these people the noises that that body is capable of making. Let us show them the noises that such a little bitch in heat makes. Let us see exactly how much more you've got in you after taking such a delicious punishment. Now, take these fingers, you naughty, naughty girl, and let us show them all exactly what this sinful body of yours looks like when you reach your peak for me. Let us show them all exactly what it looks like when you raise your voice in orgasm for your sir. Take it. little one. Take it hard. With my thumb on your clit, you take it. Yeah, let me bite your neck as I do. Mm. I have to mark my property after all. Take it. Take it and show me exactly how fucking delicious you look. And how that songbird of a voice of yours sounds when it is raised in orgasm in my honor. Come for me, little one. Come for me. Come for me. Come for your sir. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, yes. Yes. Oh, that sinful cunt of yours. Oh, it grips me so, so good as you come. Grips me so, so good as that pretty little cunt of yours. Come so hard around my fingers. But you have taken your punishment well, little one. It is time for you to head home. You may clothe yourself in what is left of that ruined dress of yours. However, I expect you at my doorstep early tomorrow morning. For it is time for you to show me the dedication that you so eloquently spoke about earlier. Go. Part. Let her through. And let us all get back to the revelry. But let me make this clear. No one is to touch her. She is under my protection.